Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Metzora. That's Perek Yod Daled, Pasuk Nun Daled. And now we just conclude the discussion of Tzaras. Zois HaTorah, this is the law, L'chol Nega Tzaras L'Nosek, for any Nega Tzaras and a Nosek is a Nega Tzaras on a hair or beard, V'lo Tzaras HaBegin V'la Bayas, and for the Tzaras of a garment or on a house, V'la Sa'is V'la Sa'pachas V'la Beharas, all these different types of Negaim, L'Hairas is a teaching, B'yayim HaTameh V'yayim HaTor, what day is considered Tameh, what day is considered Tor, Zois Tzaras HaTzaras, this is the Torah, this is the law of Tzaras. Now moving on to different types of Tomah. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe al Aaron Lamer, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Dabri al Bnei Israel v'martem aleim, speak to the Bnei Israel and tell them, Ish ish, a man, ki yeh zov mibsaroi, if he has a flow or a discharge from his body, zoi v'tomehu, his flow, his discharge is tomeh. V'zois tia tumasa b'zoivai, and this is his Tomah with his flow, rar b'sari ha-zoivai, if his flesh runs with his discharge, oi hechtim b'sari mi-zoivai, or if his flesh is stopped up because of his discharge, tumasa hi, that is his Tomah. Let's just see the second Rashi over here in Pasuk Beis. Zoi v'tomeh, limit al tipa shi mitama, this teaches us that even a drop is going to mitame him. Now what's the difference between zoiv and shechva zera? So Rashi tells us, Zoiv is daim lemei batzek shel sa'irim. Zoiv looks like water that comes from a barley dough. V'dachoi, it's very thin, meaning it's very liquidy. V'daim lelei ben beitza hamuzeres, and it looks like the white of an egg, which is spoiled. However, shechva zera, semen, kashur, is viscous, it's thicker. K'loi ben beitza she'en hamuzeres, and it's like the white of an egg, which is not spoiled. Let's just see Rashi and Pasuk Gimel also, rar, l'shoin rear, this expression of spit, shezov es besare, that flows from his flesh. Es zoivai, k'mai rear she'yotze tzolol, this is like spit that comes out clear. Ayhechtim, what does that mean? She'yotze of. It comes out thick. It stops up, it closes the entrance to his member. And his flesh has been closed up because of the zoiv. That's a simple understanding. So, here's the halachas of what he's metameh. Any reclining that he reclines on is going to become tameh. And any vessel that he sits on becomes tameh. And someone that touches that which he reclined on, he has to wash his clothing, he has to immerse his flesh, and he's tameh till evening. Washing his clothing means he has to immerse them in the mikvah. Rachatz b'mayim means washing himself. That means immersing in the mikvah. And then he's tameh till the evening. Someone that sits on a kli that Azov sat on, he chabes begadav, he has to wash his clothing, rachatz b'mayim, and immerse himself in water. V'tameh ad arev, and he's tameh till the evening. Someone that touches Azov himself, he chabes begadav, rachatz b'mayim, v'tameh ad arev, he washes his clothing, he immerses himself in water, and he's tameh till evening. V'chiyarek hazar batar. Let's say Azov spit on someone who's tahar. V'chibes begadav, rachatz he has to wash his clothing, immerse himself in water, and he's tummy till the evening. And anything that Zav is going to ride on will become tummy. And anyone that touches anything that was underneath the Zav, he's tummy till evening. And someone that carries them, he washes his clothing, he immerses himself in water, and he's tummy till the evening. Anything that Zav touches, he didn't wash his hands in water. This is referring to even after he stopped having the Zav flow from him, and he already counted Shiv and Akim that we're going to see about in the next Psukim. But he touched someone without washing his hands, V'chibes begadav, rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad arev, that person has to wash their clothing, immerse themselves in water, and their tamei till evening. V'kli cheres, asher yiga b'yazav, yishaver, an earthenware kli that the Zav touched should be broken. V'chal kli etz, yishatev b'mayim, any wooden kli is immersed in water. V'chi yitar azav mizayve, when the Zav becomes tar from his Zav, v'safar loy shivas yamam taharasoi, he should count 7 days. This is Shiv and Akim. He's counting 7 clean days for his tahara. He washes his clothing, and he immerses himself in spring water, and he becomes tahar. And on the 8th day, he takes 2 turtle doves or 2 young doves. And he comes in front of Hashem to the entrance of the Almayt, and he gives them to the Kayin. And the Kayin performs them. He does their avoda. One of them is a chatas, one of them is an oila. And the Kayin brings about a kapara for him in front of Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about Tumah, but a different type of Tumah, not Tumah's Zav, but Tumah's Shechva Zera. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.